Welcome back to Juno Afternoon. I'm Rhonda McBride, and joining me, truly one of the capital city's most cosmic couples, Steve Kosas and his wife, Christina Della Rosa. And they share a true passion project, volunteering at the Marie Drake Planetarium. And Steve, you know, with all this rain and mist, I have a hard time imagining that Juno would have people like yourself who have just a love for astronomy. I imagine it is surprising to many who visit Juno that the city has a planetarium.
Yes, the planetarium has been here since 1967, so that makes it 53 years. It was funded during the Sputnik era, and when there was a lot of money for science, and it was active with a full-time equivalent teacher for about 5 years, so the budget was cut. And then was pretty much abandoned for, I think almost 20 years until a group of volunteers in the 90s got it started. And so we've been doing shows for almost 30 years now, and all our shows are free.
So, Christina, I hear that you are the fun factor in this partnership, that you like to bring out the comic in the cosmos. How do you do that, and why?
Well, Steve is very serious. You know, he was a programmer in his career, and so everything has to be just exact. So if you ask him something like, will Miss Universe be at the meeting, he'll say, well, I don't think so. I like to just, I like to make humor as it comes up, and I like to have humor in our shows. We did one together called The Moon, Facts and Follies. And so it's not just, it's part of making education about astronomy engaging. But our main focus for the planetarium is education rather than just simply entertainment.
Do you think kids remember things better when it's presented to them with humor?
Well, I hope so, but I don't have kids. I just have a dog and rat, so I don't know.
So I guess everybody is really interested in what's going on in the skies right now. We just had our winter solstice that was combined with this rare Jupiter-Saturn conjunction. And so it kind of happened on Monday, but can you still experience some of this Jupiter-Saturn conjunction, see some of it?
Yeah, it's a linear experience. So Monday, which is also solstice, was the closest separation between Jupiter and Saturn. They're separated by 6 minutes of arc, but they're still quite close and will be close for the next couple of weeks.
So how rare is this conjunction where these two planets get close together?
Well, Jupiter and Saturn, about every 20 years, they approach one another close enough to be striking in the sky. But this particular conjunction is the closest they've been since the 17th century, so about 400 years. And they'll be this close again in around 60 years.
Wow. So can you really see a difference in how they appear this year as opposed to past years? Because when I've seen video of it, time lapses, it just kind of looks like two car headlights in the sky.
That's it. That's what you see. You just said it.
Oh, I've spoiled it for people. That was a spoiler. I'm sorry. But so where can you see it the best in Juno if we do get a break in the clouds?
Well, you want a view of the southwest, which is difficult here in Juno. So actually, I've been going out every night for the last 2 weeks, and I've seen a view of the southwest twice in the last 2 weeks. And actually, I saw them on solstice night. So where I've been going, I live in the valley, so I go out to the Glacier Visitor Center. So that's one area where you get a view of the southwest. Another view of the southwest would be out at the airport trail. You get a southwest view. So on solstice night at 1645, I was viewing with my 7x50 binoculars. And for 10 seconds, there was a clearing in the sky. So I saw the conjunction for 10 seconds on the evening of the 21st, which is also solstice. So that was auspicious.
So was Maria, or was Christina with you?
No, I'll wait for the YouTube video.
So was it worth it, though, for you to see it, even if it was just 10 seconds, Steve?
Yes, changed my life.
See, now you actually are quite humorous. Maybe you're the straight man in this comedy team. Well, one of the things... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah. if you ever listen to Neil deGrasse Tyson's Star Talk, which is a podcast, he is the straight person, of course, addressing various astronomical topics. And he has a comedian who kind of asks him questions and kind of does balances stuff off him. But he does a wide variety of education. But so we're kind of slightly modeled after him.
You know, there are a lot of legends around the stars. And I know that Steve forewarned me that he sticks to the science and not into the legends and astrology and all of these things. But there is a lot of speculation that what's known as the Christmas star might have been a conjunction of Jupiter and Saturn. What do you think about that? Is it possible?
Oh, yes. If you run the dynamics of the solar system backwards, I think it was around 6 or 7 before the Common Era, there was a conjunction of planets. So I forgot which planets, but there's only 5 that are visible to the naked eye without optical aid: Mercury, Venus, Jupiter, Saturn, and Mars. So I forgot which ones. But yeah, the answer is yes.
And the Vatican has an astronomer. And he actually gave a talk, which they charged for, just about that, the Christmas star. So people have always had stories to tell about the sky. And we're not against that. We think that's great. There's Native Alaskan stories, there's Greek mythology, and all cultures around the world have had stories. And it's the way people could understand the stars before they had the science. And we can still enjoy those stories at this time.
So let's talk about auroras, because everybody always wants to see those. I imagine that this area, it's kind of tough to get a good night to see them.
Well, the aurora needs 3 components. It needs charged particles from the sun, from a coronal mass ejection, and they take like 2 or 3 days to get to Earth because they have mass. Light does not have mass. It gets to the Earth in 8 minutes from the sun, but objects with mass take about 2 or 3 days to get here. So the aurora can be forecast. If you go to the NOAA Space Weather or University of Alaska Fairbanks geophysics website, they have a forecast for the aurora. The other 2 components the aurora needs is the magnetic field of the Earth and the gases in the upper atmosphere. So the aurora is like a neon sign, basically.
So what's the best aurora that you've ever seen in this region? Describe it.
Well, the last sunspot max was around 2000, and there's more aurora around a sunspot max. The next one is coming in the next couple of years. And, you know, here in Juneau, I typically with the aurora, you see white and green. But at a sunspot max, I've seen every color: purple, yellow, pink, orange, blue. And it's dynamic, too. If you've seen it moving, it isn't static. It's a moving, dynamic, visual experience.
So give us a little bit of a taste of what might be coming up in the coming year at the planetarium. And I know that things are probably different now with COVID-19.
Well, just like the other groups, Perseverance Theater and Juno Symphony, we're most likely not going to have any face-to-face shows for probably about a year. So what we're doing is virtual shows on our YouTube channel, Marie Drake Planetarium. And we just did a show on this what's called the Great Conjunction, the Jupiter-Saturn conjunction, and on the solstice. And we're putting out shows on weekly space news. Our last weekly space news was on the SpaceX support of the International Space Station and about the Chinese spacecraft that just returned some rocks from the moon.
There is a lot going on.
So on the YouTube channel, we actually have Dave Hansen, who's a board member and astrophotographer. He has a time series of an aurora, and I just posted today about Santa in space. And I will mention, if anyone's interested in making a video for us, send us an email and we can talk about that.
All right.
Have your moment of glory.
All right. Well, it's wonderful to hear about these things. Steve Kosas and Christina Della Rosa, thank you for sharing your love of astronomy with Juno After.
Thank you, Rhonda. Could I say really quickly,
yes.
Our website is Marie Drake. Our website is MarieDrakePlanetarium.org, and that has links to our YouTube channel. Thank you, Rhonda.
All right. Thank you both.
And we will have live shows. You know, the date is to be determined when the school district says it's okay and when the board thinks it's okay.
Okay.
We don't have a date. So
all right. We'll keep an eye out. Thank you both.
Dosvidaniya.
two angels, but they were